From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The finance ministers of the world's 20 top economies met at a country estate south of London today to try to hammer out a common approach to pulling the world out of the economic crisis. The meeting was chaired by British Finance Minister Alistair Darling.
This is the biggest single challenge the world has faced in generations. You know, in 1933, faced with a similar set of circumstances, the governments failed to take action together with disastrous consequences.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is on site. Eleanor, that's a pretty dire statement. What did they decide to do?
Yeah, that is a dire statement, and they did all decide that it's a very dire situation. They've decided to do whatever it takes for as long as necessary. That seems to be the mantra of the day. Now, they've said that there's not one solution for every country. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation, so every country will take the measures necessary, you know, due to its circumstances, but they really kept stressing the interrelatedness of the economies and the common approach, the coordination. Now, they did decide on some underlying principles, like strengthening the international institutions like the IMF, no protectionism, and more regulations. But what they really just kept stressing was the coordinated efforts, the commitment to work together until really the whole world pulls out of this. And listen to U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner talking.
I think what you see today is a very strong commitment by the leaders of the world's most important countries to move together, to do what is necessary to bring recovery back on track, and at the same time to begin the very important process of reform of the financial system so that we never again face a crisis of this magnitude.
Coming into the summit, Eleanor, weren't there divisions, pretty public this last couple of weeks, between the U.S. and Europe about how to fix things, particularly regulation versus stimulus and a sort of don't tell us what to do attitude?
Yeah, that's right, Jackie, and that was really emphasized in all the press. You know, the Obama administration was sort of pushing the bigger European economies to also offer huge stimulus packages like the U.S., but then the Europeans, especially France and Germany, said, you know, they'd spent enough, but a lot more regulations were needed because, you know, they really blame the Americans for all this underneath it all, the freewheeling American economy. So there was this sort of regulation versus stimulus argument, but that was completely papered over here today. No one even talked about that. Several times journalists asked. It seems they're a bit spinning this meeting as one of consensus and success, so that really was not emphasized at all.
Were there any protesters or any commotion out there in the Sussex countryside?
Well, maybe a few birds fought in the trees, but absolutely no protesters because we are really off the beaten path. We're in Sussex County, about an hour south of London, in an old estate, a 19th century estate that's become a hotel. Winston Churchill used to stay here. And the security is very tight. There are bobbies up on balconies and under the trees. They even closed the pub across the street. And at one point, we were waiting for the finance ministers to come out, and a bobby sort of moved me over so he could search one of the sculpted hedges, and he had his gloves on, and he was prying and probing inside the hedges. So it's very well secured, and it's very far from everything. So nobody here but us journalists and the finance ministers.
Maybe he was just looking for a solution to the world economic crisis. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Horsham, England, where the world's top finance ministers are meeting in advance of next month's G20 summit. Eleanor, thanks very much for that.
Good to be with you, Jackie. Thank you.